KASU, I'm Jonathan Reeves, and joining me on the phone lines right now, we're talking to Colin Hall, who is a volunteer for Delete Blood Cancer, who is in Jonesboro. And Colin, thank you for your time. Appreciate you joining us today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, I understand that originally you're from the Jonesboro area. Is that right?
Yes, I grew up here, and all my family is here. And we all attended ASU and have two sisters that teach there now, and an aunt and an uncle, and a cousin attending there now. So we have about 14 or 15 degrees between all of us. So we're big ASU supporters.
And I know you're at ASU today. Tell us why you're on the campus.
Well, we did a bone marrow drive 2 years ago at ASU and just had a really good turnout. And they asked me to come back to do another drive. And, of course, I was very happy to do it. Out of that drive we had a couple years ago, we actually had two transplants from that drive, several matches and two transplants, which means not only do we have a match, but we had the person that got swabbed, the two people that got swabbed actually went and gave their cells to somebody that was needing a life-saving transplant for some kind of cancer they had.
So kind of tell us about the importance of these swabs, if you don't mind, please.
Well, the issue we have is not many people know about it. There's only about 2 or 3% of the population is actually on the registry. So we're just trying to kind of spread awareness and get more people on this registry and get some diversity on there as well, because there's not enough of the minority segment on there. So we need to get more people on there so we can help get that one in 20,000 chance to find a match for somebody with blood cancers, whether it's lymphoma, leukemia, or any other kind of blood cancer.
And how does the bone marrow help in this process by way of help fighting blood cancers?
Well, the patient will undergo chemo, and they'll come to a point where they need a match, and only 30% of the time is a sibling actually a match. So they have to go to this international registry and depend on a complete stranger 70% of the time. And it's basically it's a genetic match. You have to have a 10 out of 10 genetic, what they call genetic markers. So that's how they match it up, and then you would go through the process, which is if you are a match, they would bring you in for a routine physical, and then you would get these shots that kind of bring the cells to the surface for 4 to 5 days. And then you go in, and basically it's just medical technology has come so far that it's almost like IV. They can go through your arm 70% of the time, and they filter out the cells, and it fills up a sack for 4 to 6 hours. So it's kind of a boring process because you're just laying there. You'll have a little soreness afterwards, but most people are back to work within a day. A week is the most I've ever heard anyone being out. But I had a donor say, they flew me and my wife to Chicago, paid for everything I gave, and we toured Chicago that day, came back to Arkansas. So I think if people knew how easy this process is nowadays and how it's not, there's no drilling in the spine or anything like that, I think they would be more apt to get swabbed and get on the registry and possibly be a match for somebody.
So how easy is this process?
It's very easy. It probably takes 5, maybe 10 minutes at the most. You fill out a form. You have to be 18 to 55, good general health. Fill out a form, swish water around, rinse out, and you just swab each side of your cheek inside your mouth for 15 seconds. We put it in an envelope, and then we send it off to be processed. And you could be a match for somebody within, a month, or it could be years later because you're actually on the registry until you're 61. So you're on there for a long time, and you can match somebody.
And I know that must be exciting when you hear about matches that are made, especially here in Arkansas.
Oh, it really is, because there's so many people in need. Blood cancer is the number two killer of children in the U.S. So just to find matches for them, as well as, there's a lot of older people that need matches as well. So anytime we hear of a match, Delete Blood Cancer always notifies me. And it's just really exciting because you're saving a life. And of course, there's nothing more precious than a life.
Colin Hall joins me right now here on KASU. He's a volunteer with Delete Blood Cancer. So tell me your story, if you don't mind, please. How did you get involved in this?
Well, a couple of years ago, one of my good friends was diagnosed with AML leukemia. She was about 29 years old, and she was diagnosed. She just knew something was wrong, so she was finally got diagnosed 5 hours before she delivered her baby. The baby is fully healthy, which is weird because they shared the same bloodstream and everything. But they gave her 6 months to a year without a transplant. So we just started doing drives like crazy, trying to find her a transplant. And turns out now she's in remission. So hopefully she won't need one. But along the way, I've met other people, other cancer survivors, and people suffering that need a match. And it's just been really amazing meeting all these people. We've been working with a 9-year-old Tecumseh from Little Rock, and she's been at St. Jude's, and her mom was actually her donor. So you just hear all these amazing stories. There's there's a local lawyer in Little Rock that needs a match. So anytime I hear of anybody in the Arkansas area, I just try to do drives in their honor because they can inspire others, and also hopefully we can kind of find their match as well. So it's just kind of, you know, the last 2 years has been an amazing experience and kind of taken on a life of its own.
And as you said, do you think that maybe there are some people who may not know, maybe education is an issue about, you know, in relation to blood cancers and bone marrow in that regard?
I really feel like education and awareness is the key, because I really, until I got into this, I didn't know what all was involved. You know, you hear bone marrow and there's a stigma behind it, like it's this big painful process. And, the way the movies portray it, media portrays it. But, you know, the last 10 or 15 years, there's been so many medical advances that, you know, I just try to educate people and say, hey, this is, you know, your cells are going to replenish, your soreness is going to go away, and you're going to have saved a life. It's education and awareness, and that's the key.
So where are you at in Jonesboro today?
Today we're at two locations. We're at the new NEA Baptist Hospital, and we're in the lobby there swabbing. It's a great new facility. And then we're also at ASU at the Spring River Room. So you should see some people in the lobby area, but the Spring River Room's on the third floor. So just go up there. They'll help you. Just fill out a form and swab, and you get a bone marrow card, and you're on the registry for a long time until you're 61. So it's a great thing to do, and hopefully we can find more matches like we did 2 years ago at ASU.
Fantastic. And also, if people can't make it out today, that doesn't mean they still can't get a kit. Is that right?
Right. You can order a free kit online. If you go to GaleeBloodCancer.org, they will send you one, and it's totally free. It's pretty quick process, too, and you'll send it back in a prepaid envelope. And that's another way you can do it if you can't make a drive. And, you know, you can always host a swab drive wherever you are. And there's also another process. I'm on the Cord Blood Bank of Arkansas, where expectant mothers can donate their umbilical cords, and they can get cells out of those cords to treat certain cancers. So there's two different ways you can kind of give people a shot at a longer life. You can get swabbed, you can donate an umbilical cord, which is otherwise medical ways, or you can just hold a swab drive if you're not eligible. You can swab your church, your university, or your business, just spreading the word and paying it forward.
And this is extremely important to do this, isn't it?
Yes, it is, just because, like we said, the amount of people on the actual registry is not where we need it. We need more people on there. We need more diversity, and to give people of other ethnic groups a chance.
Colin Hall's been joining us as a volunteer with Delete Blood Cancer, who's in Jonesboro, and we appreciate you joining us here on KASU. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.